B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, Chivas. It is 1 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
My buddy Ricky A on a text board goes, "Cuz, what's possible? Want to be a pagan?"
That's awesome.
I wanted to be a shortstop, all right? Like Tulowitzki. I wanted to be Tulo.
Stay a little healthier, that's all.
Power hitting shortstop. He just wants to dabble with quarterback, and he can do that.
Right, dominating game, Joe. First subpar team, no center. Hey, but we'll gladly have it. Now, you know what we want, right? Dominate more consistently, particularly away games. You have the alpha talent to carry this team to city. I want to hear Coach Herm Edwards say, that Embiid's got some dog in him now. 10-9-8.
I like it. I like it, my friends. What's next?
Making fun of Bucks fans for being talkers. They've made it farther than the Sixers every year. And speaking of talkers, Joel Embiid claims himself the best player in the world after a game against the Nets.
What are you, a turncoat? What are you, a Bucks fan? How about that guy? Back in the Bucks. What did they win last year? I'm sorry, still regular season, no? That's an enemy right there.
That is an enemy. Enemy of the state.
Like, here's the deal. You can rip Embiid all you want. That's fine. But you can't rip Embiid and back the Bucks.
He's probably friends with Miss Alice.
Yes, he's a Miss Alicer. No good on that dude. He's banned. Enemy.
This Ben Simmons injury will show us a lot about this team. Because when Joel Embiid got hurt, Ben Simmons stepped up and elevated his game. Now it's Joel's turn to show us he actually is the best player in the world, if he says he is, or Tobias to step up his game and show us he's worth 49.
Yeah, I listen, I hear you. Tobias, I thought, took a couple big shots when the run started to come from Atlanta. I thought he had a couple big shots, particularly that third quarter when they lost the lead. I agree. I think it is Tobias' time.
Cuz, we all heard of hate the face, but is Trae Young not the biggest hate the hair? I mean, does this guy bring a old Brillo pad to his barber and say, hey, I want my head to look just like this, sir?
See, now, I'm conscious to this. Because when I was a kid, I used to be called Brillo pad.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, my buddy Andy, right? His older brother, Jimmy D, used to call me. I mean, the guy was like 15 years older than me.
So he's just
like, I was
scum.
A 10-year-old kid. He was like 25. Flinging cigarette butts at me, saying that I was, he'd call me Brillo Pad.
What's up, Brillo Pad?
He'd say, what are you here? Why are you here? To clean my mother's pots?
What a J.O. Jimmy D.
Yeah, and I was like the little guy hanging around, like my cousin, Andy, Bobby, Vinny, like one of those guys, and Boo. And the next thing you know, Jimmy D, he ripped me, Brillo. What's up, Brillo? So when he says that, I'm Team Trae Young.
I'm sorry, that's kind of funny. Not that it was directed to you. If I knew somebody else that it was called Brillo Pad, that's pretty funny. I'm sorry that it scarred your childhood, though.
Well, you know, how'd you want to do? You come over and go, hey, come over here. I need the gravy pot done. I mean,
would he walk over with a pot?
Frying pan.
Would he walk over and be like, clean this?
No, really, give me a head. You know, seriously. You'd be called Brillo Pad. You like that?
I'm sorry.
All right, listen, you know. Gotta handle it.
I want to thank Joel for being the best player in the world for one game. I guarantee you, you're not going to do that against Cleveland. Chunas, take Cleveland.
Wow. Chunas, take Cleveland. Man, we just have changed, haven't we?
The Red Hot Cavs, they beat the Heat last night.
Yeah. Jimmy-less Butler with the Jimmy virus.
Wow. I'll take Cleveland. I don't like that.
Chunas, take Cleveland.
They're not going to lose. They're not going to lose to Cleveland.
I don't think so, either.
No.
I'll take Embiid over 30. How's that?
Then he goes off again?
Well, I don't know, you're 49, but
give me 33, 34.
So his total at Parks will be, my guess, 26 and a half. You go with that?
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take the over.
And we'll go over. All right? Right in that guy's face. Save that so we can go with. Now, if he does it and he gives you nothing, 20 or goes under, then he wins.
Listen to his tone at the beginning.
I want to thank Joel for being the best player in the world for one game.
Like, come on, man.
That's a hater. So here's the problem, though. I can't, like I said, he's not an enemy, that guy. The other guy's the enemy because the other guy backed the Bucks. This guy didn't back the Bucks. He just ripped and beat. And, you know, listen, that's fine. You're frustrated. Although he did say take the Cavs.
He's just trying to make a financial investment.
I think that was more of a Philadelphian response.
Yes.
Yo, Cubs, yo, Chunas, this is your Phillies fan. How are you guys doing today? I know we weren't talking too much about Ben, but do you think there's any validity to it? I mean, when I was watching the All-Star game, he fell, and it looked like it was pretty bad. Then he jumped right up, but then he didn't play much after that. And do you think he got hurt in the All-Star game? I kind of do. I'll be listening. Have a good afternoon.
You too, brother. Yeah, I mean, we've seen the whole thing. There was... You know, did he get hurt on that play? Did he get hurt in practice? There is an Instagram thing about him as horsing around on a boat. I don't know, you know, exactly when, where, or what. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think it really matters. You know, it's bad. It's a shame that if you get hurt, you know, at the All-Star break, the All-Star game, but you know, if he got hurt screwing around on a boat, I'm real with you. I don't care. I'm 23 years old. That's things you do. You're not thinking anything's going to happen. You're not, you know. How many times you horse around? I still horse around.
Yeah, like 2 hours ago.
Yeah. This is what we're supposed to do, be a church mouse? But never go anywhere, never do anything? Come on. Stuff happens. What it is.
It's me, the devil again. I put the hex on the Sixers. Now go watch the Phillies.
Oh, no, devil! No, devil, no! No, devil! The devil is banning us to the Phillies! Oh, the devil. Did God check in?
No, he did not. But an old friend did.
Forsaken. Nick Foles?
No.
Anthony, it's Gabriel.
Gabriel.
The only thing that sucks more than that seething rat Alshon Jeffrey's contract is country music. I've got plenty of things that women find sexy besides my tractor. Sorry, Andrew, but I'm with you because that stuff don't speak to me.
Thank you, Gabriel. Gabriel and I speak the same music. I'm sorry, Chunas. I know you. Listen, you got better sights at your concerts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Should we do one for the show outing on a parking lot?
Yeah,
I can't go into the concert.
You'll change your mind immediately.
I mean, it's all about fish out of water.
No.
But I may go with you just for, be
fun. I'll get you a cut-off flannel.
Just so we got something to talk about.
See, that's the thing. I don't do the old.
I'm not doing
I don't do that.
I don't do the
I do. I go in, like, what I'm wearing.
I'm wearing a black t-shirt. That's
I'm wearing a Philly shirt today. Right. Like, that's the people that do the. I'm like, all right. Yo, dude. Take it easy.
They let Brillo pad air people like me.
Yes. Yeah, you'll be let in.
Jimmy D. I'd like to be. Come over here. Come over here. I got a dirty frying pan.
Yeah, you're 10. Poor kid.
Right? Jay West Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jay.
Yo, what's going on, y'all?
What's crackolating, Jay?
Hey, not much. Hey, yo, we got to adopt the Scarface rule with these Philadelphia teams, man. No Celtics, no Cowboys. I don't want no parts of Amari Cooper. Yes. Every time we sign one of them, we end up like the dude in the car, man. Every time we sign one of these cats, we end up like, look at you now. Crazy, man. You can't do that, man. They mold, man. Every time they come here, they set us up. I told you. No Celtics, no Cowboys, man. I can't do it.
That's great.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Cuz, is it just me, but when Coach came on, and as soon as he mentioned the word Bucks, first thing popped in my ear was Channel 17, Neil Funk, and that Mecca, man.
Oh, dude.
That Mecca was.
Dude.
It was so dreary.
Jay, I hated it. But wait, Jay, it reminds you. Okay, so I got to tell you a story. So I go to Milwaukee for the trip, right?
Yeah.
And some dude from the Bucks was like, showing me where the Mecca, the old Mecca was.
Oh, man.
And I was I hate the Mecca. Right, it was dark. And do you remember?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're going to say. That little bell will bring it every time they.
Yes!
That's why I can't stand that team there.
Yeah, and that ugly green. Yeah. And the same thing. This Pfizer Forum they're at now.
Yeah.
Same kind of ugly green. But that puke green.
They made that little sound every time they hit a free throw.
Yeah, but and then remember when they take the ball out, they would do the dit.
Yeah, little old ball-headed Sidney Mind Creep and all of
that. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Old Lister. Yeah, yeah. Horrible.
Oh, man, I can't stand that team.
Horrible.
Man, that's all I thought about.
I hate them.
The Bucks.
They were the ugliest team. McCaskey.
Oh, man,
Brewer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terry Cummings, man. He looked
like an alien.
Deal, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
He was a snake man. Terry Cummings.
Hey, I can't see it, man. Yo, that game last night, man, I think they're going to be ready for the playoffs, man. I got a funny feeling. I got a funny feeling we're going to be all right by the time the playoffs come.
Do you? Please keep that feeling, man.
I need it, man.
We all need it.
Something came out on the slide last week with Giannis. They tried to get Giannis to say something when Joe said he was the best player in the world. Giannis ain't want to touch that beat, man. He said, I ain't going to win the beat, man.
Here's the one thing about him, right?
Giannis was like, no, I'm not going to say that. Joel's a great dude. Yeah, don't wake that beast, man.
And here's the one thing about Embiid. Like, I get, you know, people go, I need, you know, more consistency. They're right, like, without a doubt. But here's the thing with Embiid. At the All-Star game on the line, who got the ball?
Yeah, exactly. And you see that movie put on LeBron when he had space out there.
And who was on his team? Giannis.
Exactly. But Giannis didn't want to wake that beast. If he had said something about Joe saying, hey, he's not the best player in the world. Because remember, if you remember that game when the Bucks played the Lakers, Giannis wasn't scared. You talk about he the king now. Remember when he put the crown on when he played against LeBron?
Yes.
Like, I'm the king now.
Yes.
They asked him about Joe. They don't want to wake that beast, man. That's why I said, I caught that. I said, oh, Giannis. I said, yeah, he mean mug everybody, but they asked about Joe. No. Joe's a great guy, though.
Yo, that's awesome.
When they wake that kid up, yeah, that was a little something I see. There.
I like the fact that you're thinking this way, Jay.
Yeah,
you don't like it.
That beast, man. All
right.
Saving himself to the playoffs.
I like it. Good stuff, brother. Thank you.
All right, guys.
See you, baby. Drew in Willingboro. Drew, what's happening, brother?
Hey, what's going on?
How you feeling, Drew?
I'm feeling good, man. I wanted to talk about the Eagles, but my man just got me. He said something funny about Embiid and Giannis. I think all that is that African bloodline thing, man, you know? I think he just ain't say nothing about his African brother, man. That's funny though. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Eagles though, man. I'm not as down as everybody else, man. Like, I feel like, and I heard your man next to you say this earlier. He said it was a terrible season, but let's put it in perspective. The Eagles had the most injuries probably out of anybody in the league. And I feel like coming into this season, your offensive line should be healthy and strong. Your D-line should be healthy and strong. I think we need another piece on the D-line, but getting Malik Jackson with Fletcher Cox, you got a healthy Brandon Graham, a healthy Derek Barnett, you get a couple guys in rotation coming off the bench for the D-line, you get a nice linebacker, and you got Carson Wentz standing healthy. I feel like those are the three biggest components we need. As long as
I love your optimism. Cool. I love your optimism. The only thing is, now is Derek Barnett going to be the difference maker off the edge that we need him to be? Like, I expected double-digit sacks last year.
But, I mean, let's be real. Let's be real here. Every player that the Eagles have drafted at, I want to say, on D-line has never really come in dominated from the jump. Even Fletcher Cox wasn't dominant right from the gate. You know, Brandon Graham took some time. You know what I'm saying? Vinny Curry took a little time and they got rid of him. So, I mean, Barnett, I'm willing to give him one more year.
Well, I mean, listen, we got no choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Not, you ain't got now, no choice, but here's the thing. Like, counting on him for double-digit sacks again, I don't know about. And, like, I like Malik Jackson, but you know, one of the reasons why they got hurt, they were so injured, is because they relied on all the players.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, too. But that's my point. I feel like if you coming into it with the D-line healthy, the O-line healthy, and you focus on the key components you already got that strong, I hear what y'all saying about wide receiver, but really, do we really want to draft two wide receivers?
I do, brother. I'm sorry. I know. I know you think I'm nuts. To me, with the way you're at now, I want a great offense. I want to win offensively.
Yeah. So you think D-Jack? You don't think he got anything left?
Well, listen. He's coming back, but still, again. I'm not saying he's not going to start. If he's healthy, he starts.
Yeah.
I love D-Jax, but I can't have him be my only speed guy. I'm not going to make the same mistake I made last year.
No, that's true. It's in an ideal scenario for me, I feel like you either get A.J. Green or you get Robbie Anderson, right? And then you go after a D-line and a cornerback in the draft. Those got to be your first.
I'm not down with A.J. I don't know what he's got left. These guys coming off injury. Robbie Anderson's got pizza board hands.
With AJ Green, it's like I'm looking at it like, are we in position to win right now? And I think we can win right now. I think we can win this year coming up. I think we can win as long as we don't take as many injuries as they did last season. Well, if they bring in somebody like AJ Green and another pass rusher, I think we can win. I think we can win it.
Don't you want a receiver that can grow with Carson? Like, that's he's his Marvin. Like, you know what I mean? I think you want that guy.
I do, but for the first round, after you just pick Arthur Whiteside in the second round.
Arthur Whiteside stinks. He said can't play. He runs in my lenses.
Yeah, but come on, man.
I'm down.
Look, you had your two top receivers go down. And then
they were terrible. The receivers going into it. Other than Deshaun, who I, you know, like if he's healthy,
right?
The rest of them can't play.
You know,
you know that. And that's why you're laughing.
Alshon can play.
He's done. Done.
Oh, he's man, in, don't tell me that.
He's
don't
done skiing. Done.
They got to bring him back.
They're going to get rid of him. They're going to take
$26 million.
Yeah, they're going to eat it. It's going to be a bad eat, but they're going to eat it.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. But
yeah, you got it.
Good talking to you, though.
Oh, what a pleasure, Drew. Great stuff, brother. Right, thank you, man. Richard Langhorne, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Richard.
Cuz.
What's up, Rich?
Let the kid get the bike.
Nah, man.
They're going to do what they're going to do. It'll serve you better in the long run.
He's seven. He's 7 years old.
Let the kid get the bike. He'll rebel later on. He'll rebel later on. But I'm on lunch, but I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Best Primo's hoagie. What do you recommend?
I'm a Diablo man. You like heat?
I do.
You got to go to the Italian Diablo.
Jalapenos on it?
No, get the long hots.
Long hots.
Yeah.
Long hots. Perfect.
Yeah.
Cuz,
yeah.
Thank you.
All right, brother. Thank you, Richard. No, he's not getting a dirt bike. He's 7 years old. He's going to be seven. No. No. He's got to play baseball. That's it.
Can't do both?
No. In fact, no. He can't do both.
Bring him to the park. He does some infield practice, and afterward he drives around the park.
No. He plays ball. That's it. End of story. This dirt bike nonsense.
Give him a helmet. Wrap him up in like a bubble wrap and let him ride around.
No. He's got to play baseball. Who's this? Stranger.
This is Natalie.
Is this a big starlet from the West Coast?
Tis I.
How was it?
Oh, it was beautiful.
Where'd you go?
Hollywood, basically. I spent most of my time in Hollywood.
You were in the hills?
Yes, I was in the hills.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah, it was great. I did some horseback riding, a lot of hiking. Yeah, I had an In-N-Out burger. I did the whole shebang. 4 days, now I'm back.
Where'd you stay?
I stayed with my friend. She had this little like bungalow out there.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And then I come home and the gray skies.
Where'd you hang? Where'd you go?
Everywhere. We went to, we did like all the touristy things. I went to Rodeo Drive.
Yeah.
I got to see the Fox Studios, which were really cool.
Yeah. I did a show there. It's fun.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome out there. Yeah. The weather today.
There's nothing better than... That, what was it, in the 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah.
And how about how, even as smoggy as it is, when you don't have the, it's got that great feel, like it's warm, it's dry, the air's dry. Yeah.
Yeah. Not like here. And 76 was still a mess. I'm like, and I'm back.
Did you go to, did you do a beach day at all?
No, we were supposed to go yesterday, but my friend's tire got messed up, so we ended up not being able to go. Went for a hike instead.
All right, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Very cool. See, the problem with it, though, you got to be careful. Is the fire? The fires and mudslides.
Yeah, I lucked out. I skated out of there without any of that.
All right. It's a great place, though. It really is. Hey, Bring the Heat brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Winter's here. If your heating system is not evenly or efficiently heating your home, you need help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. I will come back. Lots of people will get to. Karate Mark wants to talk about Sixers and Phillies. Eagles, Sean, Ryan wants to talk about the wide receivers. Jeff wants to talk about Embiid. Brian wants to talk about the Sixers. And I think Brian's on my side. Wait, when it comes to the dirt bike. No dirt bike for Massimo. Out. Cuz Radio with the Chunis on 97.5 The Fanatic.
FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is America's number one sportsbook for a reason. You know I love it. They've got all the bets you could want. They've got a great, easy-to-use app, and there's new promos every day. And once you win, they get your cash fast. They had that great Sixers promo the other day. And if you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, then now's the time, because right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. That means you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up, and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. There's a big Eastern Conference NBA game tonight. Milwaukee at Toronto. Toronto has been great at home this season, but they're just a point and a half. Milwaukee's actually a point and a half favorite. I love Milwaukee in this game, even though Toronto's playing so well at home. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use code FANATIC so they know that we sent you. That's promo code FANATIC, FANATIC, to get your first bet risk-free. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or PA. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms and restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
Hello.
All right, you're going to hear from Howie in a few minutes. So we got a little Howie. He spoke. Actually, it's fun. It's football season again. Feels good about that. 1:32 in the Delaware Valley. We got Flyers hockey tonight. I'm really looking forward to going to the game, Junis. We got the Chop Dog seats. My man Joshua. Josh. The At Maven.
Those were awesome seats.
The tech man himself.
I'm jealous. Are you going again? It's great.
Taking the family tonight.
Oh, the boys are going to love it.
On a glass.
They're going to go nuts.
Yeah, I'm, you know. I was like, dudes, make sure you come and you handle this thing in the right way.
Make sure they don't put their drink right on the glass.
Yeah, I got to worry about them putting their beer up there.
They don't drink a soda at the game?
No, you're not allowed to drink soda.
They don't drink a water at the game?
No. I drink water before. Concentrate on the game. Let's go to Brian. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
What's going on, cuz?
What's up, my brother?
The bike's out. It's a horrible idea.
Thank you.
Especially for you. No offense to you, but you can't impart any bike wisdom, right?
No bike wisdom.
So there's probably a million things. Unless he's got like an uncle. But the way to talk to the wife is just bring up head injuries. I mean, and that's real.
Yeah.
I mean, like a kid that doesn't know how to ride a motorcycle. I mean, kids get head injuries on bikes, let alone a motorcycle that's going, 30 miles an hour.
Exactly. Exactly. You can't. And by the way, who knows? God forbid you break an arm.
That's best case scenario.
Right.
Break an arm, that's best case.
That's what I'm saying, man. He's got to worry about baseball.
Yeah, why do you want to do something where best case scenario is you break your arm?
Right. Quote, I'm going to tape this conversation and send this to my wife.
Tell her to just walk through McGee.
Yes.
go on the fourth floor of McGee and walk through and then see if you want to ride a motorcycle.
Thank you.
there's not a physical or occupational therapist on the planet who drives a motorcycle. And there's a reason. We want to get real serious.
I know, I don't want to get that serious. But
we don't want to get that serious. The other guy, listen, he drove motorcycles his whole life. He's got a little wisdom, right? You're driving in third.
Right.
It doesn't make sense what he was talking about to me.
No, it doesn't make sense. Because it's just, I have nothing to offer.
Yeah, nothing. You can't help the kid. It's just, it's not his path in life to drive a bike. That's it. We don't get all these choices.
Right. His choice is that pick up a baseball glove.
That's it. That's what you've been given.
Yes. Thank you, Brian.
And a little bit with I think the problem with the Sixers is they were raised wrong. When they were raised up in this process, they didn't, Joel, all right, you come in the first year, you don't have to play. Next year, you could barely play. And now all of a sudden, we want him to turn it on every night. I mean, who's telling him? How does he know any different?
So is it being raised that way? Or is it him realizing that, I want to feel like this every night?
Well, hopefully he does, but I'm saying it's going to take a little bit. He's going to need some breaking to start thinking that way. I the same thing with Ben. You got two guys that were, let's be honest, their strong points aren't that they work at basketball. Their strong points aren't that they're gifted. They're born that way. And then they come into a process where they get to take a break for a couple of years. To me, it was a bad mix. You got Giannis in there who works his butt off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got two guys that were just naturally.
It's so interesting. It's really, to your point, take Joel Embiid, right? Embiid's such an interesting dude. He's really, really smart, really, really educated. And people that have been to his, where he grew up in Africa, in Cameroon, he lived in a beautiful home. There was a dirt road, but he grew up in a beautiful home. His father was a general.
He probably had a dirt bike.
And yes, you probably did. But his father was had a busy job, right? Obviously, being the general. And, you know, he wasn't, he was raised privileged.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that they can't do it. I'm just saying that they, to me, it was a bad mix. It was two guys that were just, you know, Ben's dad played professional basketball, so he's obviously gifted, you know, just from birth. And then you come in and you say, oh, well, you know, we're not ready yet. And then now all of a sudden we're ready, and you expect them to be ready. And they're young guys, and that's not the way you raise them. That's, you know what I mean? I don't know how they flip the switch in 6 weeks. I just don't see it. I'm not making excuses for them.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. I it's a good point. It really is. I'm praying. Bri. You know what I mean? All I got is hope. Yeah, that's all we got. Thank you, my brother. Hope. I appreciate it. I appreciate your thoughts on the little guy. Tommy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tommy.
What's up, man? How you doing?
What's up, brother? What are you doing?
Not much. Not a long time. Listen, the bike's out. We don't live on a dirt road. You know what I mean? The guy that's there with the two-year-old, he can't whip his ass yet. He's going to give a dirt bike a two. I mean.
Well, he's in, right. I mean, that's his thing. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. It's like a dude that buys a gun for a kid of 4 years old and taking, you know what I mean? Stop.
Listen, I hear you, to each his own when it comes to how do you raise.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, bringing up half talking and half joking around, but right. I really don't want him to get a bike, a dirt bike at seven.
YouTube videos of motorcycle accidents, man. It's horrific. They don't come out on top. You're either dead or in a wheelchair. That's enough of that. You're nobody on this. But anyway, Joel, listen, he's going to average, in my opinion, 30 points a game in the second half of the season. I think, especially with Ben being out, I think he realizes what he has to do. I think the Milwaukee game, a lot of stuff went wrong. He got in foul trouble at the beginning of the second half. Ben going out kind of messed up everything for them as far as like their game plan and everything like that. I think he's just going to put it on himself to be that player, because before it was Ben that had to be that player when he was out for the last couple of years with injuries during the second half of the season. I think it's his time to show that he can be that guy, and I think he's going to come through and be that guy and just like dominate the second half and just, I mean, you know, do what he did last night, not 49-14, but he's going to average over 30 points. He's going to score 30 points a game, easy, the second half of the season, and carry the team
to
the playoffs. And the people, you know, compare Giannis and everything, I mean, yeah, Giannis, you know, works out, but I mean, as his game's gotten better, but he still can't shoot an outside shot. Can't give him a shot from the outside, and he's bad at it. His game is bullying people inside with his strength. That's what he works on, his strength and his conditioning. Because he'll outlast you for the whole game. He'll run up and down the court like a gazelle for 48 minutes. But, you know, that's not Joe. Joe weighs 50 pounds more, so he can't do that. But Joe will bull you up inside. Joe has a better outside game than Giannis.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, you know, to say, oh, Giannis, everybody, yeah, he's the best player in the league, MVP, whatever. And that game the other night, but how many walks did he get away with that night?
I love his tenacity and his attack mode. But here's one thing. You know, Ben's a legitimate player. Like, Ben can guard you.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
And then there was no Ben, and the whole thing fell on Embiid, which wasn't fair to him to go, what'd you do Saturday night?
And they put them two knucklehead twins on him the whole second half.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? So, you know, they were pounding him down. You know, you got foul trouble, and next thing you know, you're down by 20-something points, and then you don't got the guns to come back. So, you know,
I agree.
Let that game go, and they'll be fine going forward. You know what I mean? And as far as the Eagles, draft speed, please. I've been saying it forever. Just draft speed on offense for this guy. Defense will be fine. Kansas City didn't have a great defense last year. You know what I mean? They had a good group of guys.
Well, they had a great defensive coach.
Exactly. Well, you know, we got sports. You know, we got wide nine and pick a fence.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Hey, so, Tommy, do me a favor. I got chapel tickets for you. So hold on. Bring your family to celebrate mascot Hooter the Owl's birthday at Temple USF. Sunday, March 1st, Mousy's birthday, noon. Lee Corus Center. Meet local mascots, enjoy activities, post-game player autograph session, kids tickets, just $10 on game day. Visit owlsticks.com. Back with your calls and Howie next.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's take a listen and then we'll get back to the phones. But this is Howie. You ready? From the combine today, just moments ago.
Howie, Darius Slay Jr. is on the market. Are you looking to trade for him to improve your cornerback depth?
Are you looking to get me fined for tampering with another team? That would be a question, yeah. We're not going to answer about any players on any other teams. You know, it's our job to explore everything. We are going to look at everything, trade market, free agent market, the draft, to improve our football team.
When you expect Howie to get younger and faster on the roster, how do Alshon and DeSean Jackson fit into that? And considering the injuries they had last year, do you feel like you can count on them next year to be contributing players?
Yeah, again, we're trying to balance. We have good players who are not 23 and 24 years old, and when you look at who's winning and even when we won, you're going to have players that are still in their prime that are 28, 29, 30, 30 plus that can contribute for you. When you talk about kind of that position as a whole, I think it goes back to my first answer. We're always going to look for playmakers. We're always going to look for guys who can help coach, who can help Carson, and we'll just kind of have to figure out how we're going to all fit everything into the puzzle.
Timetable for Alshon's return from his injury?
We're not going to get into any timetables on injuries, but I think when you talk about Alshon, the most important thing for Alshon is getting him healthy as quickly as possible.
Where do things stand with Malcolm Jenkins? I know he openly has said that he wants a new contract before he takes the job. Where do you guys stand with that?
Malcolm's been a great player, a great person for us. You know, as it relates to contract negotiations with all our players, those are things we'll try to keep in-house and, you know, have honest conversations with all our players.
Howie, what's your process for evaluating past drafts, either personally or as a staff? How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, I think they're great learning tools. At the same time, you know, you got to look at some of the things that maybe you overvalued, some of the things you've undervalued, how the game has changed, what things are happening. I think you go back and you look at a draft like 2012 at the quarterback position, and maybe there were guys who went later than they would at a time like now because maybe they were unique at that time. And so you're probably not getting a guy like that in the third round anymore where maybe you got them. You know, I'm proud about the fact that some of the greatest players in Eagles history are part of our draft classes. You know, some guys who are going to go to the Eagles Hall of Fame. Now, can we do a better job? There's no doubt about it. And we're going to do whatever we can to do a better job. But there is some projection involved in taking guys who are 21 and 22, changing their surroundings, putting money in their pocket, changing their system, changing their scheme. So you try to the best of your ability take the guesswork out of it. But we've also seen some examples where, you know, some of maybe the projections we had have to change based on some of the success some guys have had. We talked about at the end of the season meeting that we had with all of you guys that sometimes things change and you got to look at it from a different lens and continue to grow and learn and get better.
For the third straight offseason, you made significant changes to your medical and training staff.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a reflection of all the injuries that you guys have endured over the last three seasons?
Yeah, well, I think the first part about it, when we talk about some of the people who left, you know, Shireen decided not to renew her contract. She's got family on the West Coast, and she decided to move back to the West Coast and, you know, appreciate her work and wish her well. Sean Hull's contract expired as well. And we had a unique opportunity. I think that we had the need, and we got two guys in Tom and Ted that we're very excited about that we think are going to be huge additions to our football team. And we got to look at anything we can to get better. You know, we owe it to our players, to our coaches, to our organization, to our fans, to find ways to get better. And I feel like we're very fortunate to get those two guys.
Will they be in charge of their respective departments?
Yeah, Jeff, that's a great question. You know, everyone in performance and strength will report to Ted, and everyone in the training room will report to Tom.
You mentioned Dr. Denotas. He was going to evaluate during the season your whole training and rehab process. Can you tell us anything about that evaluation, what he found that needed to change?
Yeah, I think we wanted to step away from it. That's why we didn't make changes right away or add anyone right away and kind of get a fresh lens, because obviously when the season ends, you're disappointed that the season ended. And we've had a lot of injuries the last couple of years. There's no doubt about it. And I take responsibility, too, for the things that I can do better there. But I think when we looked at it and saw the opportunity, some people leaving, and the opportunity to get people that we think are going to be really outstanding for our football team, we thought it was a no-brainer.
Are you more free this offseason to sign free agents who qualify for the conference tournament?
I'm not free to sign free agents.
Have you been concerned about it in the past?
Well, mostly last year. I think because we had 10 picks over a two-year period, we sat there and felt like, and we paid Carson, and we have a lot of highly paid players on our team, we felt like we needed a year where we knew we were going to have double-digit draft picks. And so, you know, I look at it that some of those guys that we released during the season, they're good players, and they were good players for the teams that they went to after they came to us. But for us going forward, to have those picks and to know we had those picks was important. Just sitting here now and feeling like we're going to have 10 picks, and we need that amount of guys. Now, when we look at it, I think the scenario changes a little bit in terms of if we can get the right free agents. We're not in a mode now where maybe we try to find the undervalued older guys that we try to find the last couple of years. And going forward, we're trying to build this over a period of time. We're not kind of in this one-year window. We talked about it again in January about how looking at this 2020, 2021, 2022, in this three-year period of getting guys who are part of it, I guess kind of...
All right. Interesting. What was the first question? What kind of question is that?
Howie, Darius Slay Jr. is on the market. Are you looking to trade for him to improve your cornerback depth?
Come on, dude.
Yeah. Yes, I'm looking to trade for him. How about that? Like,
and Howie's right. He's like, what, are you trying to be fined for tampering? Like, what if...
What's some kid from Detroit? Is that who that was?
Oh, no, man.
Mike Miss up next at 2 o'clock. Our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Amy Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, shoulder injuries, conditions. For more information, visit handandshouldercenter.com. Howie, can I see your draft board? Howie, can I please? All right, everybody, have a great, great day. Mikey Miss coming up next. I'm going to do a little Fly Guys hockey tonight. You like the Flyers tonight?
At home, of course.
It's Sharks, big night. Like it. All right, everybody. Have a great, great, great day. Stay tuned for Mikey Miss. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.